afternoon. Blessed New Year. Amen. Let's all rise. And we will worship God. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In Tagalog, ang lahat ng may hininga ay dapat magpuri sa Panginoon. Purihin ang Panginoon. Amen? Look to the person beside you and say, bro, sis, purihin natin ang Panginoon. Let's worship the Lord. Amen? Sabihin niyo po, bigyan mo ako ng space. Bigyan niyo ako ng space kasi magpupuri tayo sa Panginoon. Amen? We will worship God. So give me some space. Amen? Are you ready to worship God? Are you ready to worship God? Let's worship the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's declare this.
Let everything
that is bread,
that is bread.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
Pagbabago all my life you have been faithful.
All my life,
all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I have able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And I will sing, and I will sing of the goodness of God. And I will sing of the goodness of God.
And Lord, we want to live.
And Lord, we want to lift your name on high.
Come on, lift our hands and praise him.
And Lord, we want to thank you for the words you taught in our life. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above.
And Lord, we want to lift your name.
And Lord, you want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone our God, for you alone our God eternal, for you alone our God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above.
Yes, Lord, we praise you, God, we honor you. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. You are good. You are faithful. And we lift your holy name in this place, Lord. Jesus, we enthrone you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, in 2024. Now, as we step in 2025, we know you are good. We know that you will be faithful. And here we are as your people, an evidence of your mercy and grace, Lord God. And we want to thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We enthrone you. Yes, God, you're King. We proclaim you are King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise.
And as we worship,
and as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. Lord Jesus, and take your place.
Let's sing it again. Jesus,
Jesus, we enthrone you.
Yes, Lord, we lift you up.
We proclaim you are King.
Oh, you are Lord. Lord, you are here.
We raise you up with our praise. And as we worship in your throne, and as we worship in your throne, and as we worship, Lord Jesus, and take your place. And as we worship you,
and as we worship in your throne, and as we worship in your throne, and as we worship in your throne, come Lord Jesus and take your place. Come Lord Jesus and take your place. Come Lord Jesus and take your place.
Lord, you are in our midst. We are your people, lifting your name, honoring you. Panginoon, salamat sa kabutihan ninyo sa aming mga buhay. Kami narito ngayon, buhay, nagalaw, may strength. Ito po ay dahil sa kabutihan ninyo. Hindi namin ito i-deserve, Panginoon. Yet, Lord, you pour out your mercy and grace to each one of us. At salamat. Lord, we can count all the blessing and favor that we have received in 2024 and even all throughout our lifestyle. But the main thing also, Lord, that we want to recognize, that we are so thankful for, is the salvation that we receive from you. Lord, we are sinners. Yet, Father, you sent your Son to die on the cross to redeem us, to cleanse us, so that there will be a restoration of relationship. And we want to thank you for that, Lord. Now we can experience the joy. We can experience that contentment and satisfaction. Not because we experience a lot of blessing, but Lord, the root of all that joy, that peace, is because we have that relationship with you. And the reason why we have that relationship, because of what Jesus has paid on the cross. Salamat, Panginoon. Mga kapatid, at this moment, we'll be partaking of the Lord's Supper. And I would like all of us to maintain our reverence as we take the communion. And invite all of us to be seated at this moment in a posture of reverence. As we take the communion this morning, this afternoon, we're being reminded of what the Lord has done. Reminded of our fellowship with Him. It also a foretaste of the victorious celebration that we will have with Christ, our Lord, when He comes again. And if you have repented of your sins, trusted in Christ for your salvation, and have submitted your life to His Lordship, you are welcome to partake of the Lord's table today. But take it in the warning in God's word. It says, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then. So eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So at this moment, let's take time to be still before the Lord, opening our hearts to Him. If there is anything that the Lord is steering you, dealing with you, come to the Lord in repentance. May we come to the Lord's table with reverence, with sincerity, with humility, also with thankfulness, in full awareness of its meaning. So let's just take this moment to be with the Lord quietly with our hearts open. Lord, we thank you for this time that we can open our hearts to you as individual and even as a church. Lord, you know our heart. Nothing is hidden from you. You know our struggles. You know, Lord, areas in our lives that's displeasing you. And we humbly come to you with a posture of humility and repentance. At salamat din po, Panginoon, sa inyong promise that if we come to you in repentance, turning away from our wicked ways, you promise to forgive us. We thank you, Lord. So we come to you with that brokenness, and we thank you for that assurance that you are our healer, our restorer, and you will forgive. Salamat, Panginoon. I invite all of us to stand and prepare the elements that's found in your respective seats. Kindly peel off both of the seal so that we be ready to take the communion. If you have not received the communion element, please raise your hands and our ushers will come to you. Let me read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 24. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of the bread. Let me read verse 25 to 26. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's partake of the cup. At this point, let's begin the new year with our first communion. To find somebody to pray with, let's come to the Lord together and with thankfulness, find somebody that you can pray with. Maybe in twos or threes, tayo po magpasalamat sa ating Panginoon. And if you're with your family, feel free to pray together. Thank you. with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks, Lord, with a grateful heart. Give.
If you have finished praying, let's just, as a church, give thanks to the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
And now let the wings say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for.
Come on, church, let's say it now. We thank you for your grace and your mercy to each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed your body to be broken and your blood to be poured out on behalf of all your people you have created. Thank you, Lord, that you sought relationship. Even though, Lord, we're unfaithful, even, Lord, we are sinners, yet, Lord, you stretch out your hands, you come and showed your mercy. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you for the sacrifices that did more than just forgive, but it also helped us to conquer death and to be granted that freedom from sin. Thank you, Lord, for this life. Thank you, Lord, for this new year. And we all want to, as a church, Lord, recognize it is because of your love, because of your grace, because of your faithfulness, the reason why we are here, because of you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just take time to give to the Lord with us and as our act of worship to Him. God bless everyone.
Good afternoon po. Pakisabi po sa inyong katabi, Happy New Year! Church, let us be reminded that our hope does not lie in the new year. We have hope in an unchanging God who makes all things new. Amen? With that, let us all together read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let our response to the word be, as we give in today's offering, we thank God, the source of our joy. We are called to rejoice in Him always, finding our joy in our relationship with Him, not in our circumstances. We are to let go of our anxieties by turning to Him in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, knowing that He is in control. As we draw nearer to God in prayer and in His Word this year, may we discover not only a deeper joy, but also the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that can only be found in Him. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, You are worthy of all our praise and love. Our delight is in You, and we wish to honor You today. Thank You, for You are the giver and provider of all things. In You, O Lord, we have hope. The impossible prayers are made possible to You, the God who can make things possible. This year, O Lord, help us to recognize Your leadership in all aspects of our lives. As we boldly bring our requests to You, may You also illuminate our paths and fill us with courage to face this year's challenges and with an unwavering faith in You. Bless this offering, O Lord, that they may be used wisely to advance Your kingdom, and may they glorify You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let us give generously to our Lord. Now let us welcome po ang ating mga first-time guests. But before that, is there anyone po who came for the second or third time? Meron po ba? Anyway, welcome po. Welcome back po sa mga galing Pinas, fresh from Pinas at sa mga nag-holiday po. Welcome back po. Sana makasama po namin kayo sa mga susunod pa na linggo. Sa ating mga first-timers, kung wala pa po kayong home church dito, you are very much welcome to have this church as your home church. As I read your names po, kindly just stand and then we will pray for you. First, we have Sister Catherine Halipa. Next, we also have Sister Aiza Coyoca. Thank you po. And I invite everyone to stretch forth our hands towards our sisters and let us pray for them. Lord, we thank You for the lives of these sisters who have joined us for the first time. We know that it is not an accident that they are here today. It is Your will, and there is a purpose that they are here with us. Whether these sisters are just on tour looking for a job or already working here, we pray, Lord, that You will bless the desires of their hearts. We pray that their hearts and minds will be open to the message today and that they would feel Your presence here. Lord, guide them in their walk of faith. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Batiin po natin ang ating mga first-timers in the Living Word way.
Lord, turn to the person behind you. Tell that person, Happy New Year. Sa likod mo, ha? Kung wala, okay lang. Then turn to the right, the person on your right. Tell that person, Happy New Year. Ayan. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this brand new year, and we want to thank God for His faithfulness. Before we dive into God's Word, let's just look at some of the announcement. Ating early morning prayer via Zoom, dire-diretso po ito. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, ng 5 a.m. to 5:45, and then Sunday, 6 a.m. And then our midweek prayer will continue on, but this coming week, instead of in person, we will have it online. Take note, this coming Wednesday will be via Facebook page, 9 p.m., we will have it online. Dahil po, the following week, then we will have our in-person prayer time. And we want to connect that with our prayer and fasting wave one. From 13 to 19 January, we will have our prayer and fasting as a church. So, during this period, we will distribute some materials so that we can be in sync in our prayers. And also, open po ang church ng 13, 15, 17, which is Monday, Wednesday and Friday for us to gather and pray together. Okay? So, open po ito. Now, we encourage those who are having their care groups ng Friday sa 17, bring them here so that we can really dedicate and ask the Lord to come and prepare all of us as we face the brand new year. Then sa 19 po, we will have our all church service 10:30 a.m. All church prayer time in between. We will come also to pray. So invite your care groups, your family, your ministry to just come together and seek the Lord. So join us, wave one, and we will be publishing and giving our devotional by next Sunday, 12 of January. Okay? Also, we encourage you to join us sa ating Bible reading. Now, may nagtatanong, Pastor, bakit yung sequence? Now, the problem is that yung hard copy and even yung soft copy and also yung online, yung app, hindi sila in sync. Now, some of you already started in January 1. Sino nag-start? Praise God. Palakpakan natin sila. Excited. So, praise the Lord. Continue on. Now, to make sure na in sync tayo, we will start tomorrow. So that yung hard copy, soft copy, and yung nasa app ay pare-pareho dahil the app couldn't configure it properly. But if you already started it, go ahead. There's no issue. But the important thing is this, that you are reading the Bible and meditating the Scripture. Not just a tick list, but opening our heart, Lord, what are you speaking to me? So we'll be starting tomorrow, and if you have started, praise God. So journey with us, encourage your care groups, encourage the ministries to join us in this Bible reading plan starting this week. All right. Praise the Lord. A blessed new year, everyone. And we now in 2025, and we want to thank the Lord for His faithfulness. Amen? The Lord is faithful. 2024, ang bilis na mga araw. Right? We started 2024, then suddenly, nandito na ngayon tayo sa 2025. Ang bilis. And we want to thank the Lord. And the time flies so fast that we neglect to recognize na dahil sa kabutihan ng Diyos, because of His goodness, the reason why we are here. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi, dahil sa goodness ng Panginoon, nandito ka. It's because of His grace, it's His mercy. So palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoon. Now, our church theme for 2025 is entitled, Be Enthroned. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Be Enthroned. Ang prayer natin is to put God as the center of all. To be the king of our lives, to be the king of our homes, to be the king of our ministries, the church, to be a king of our relationship, and even in our office, that the Lord ay maghahari. Maghari ka, Panginoon, sa aking buhay. Ayan ang prayer natin, ayan ang objective natin this year. Maghari ka, Panginoon, sa aking trabaho. Amen? Kasi paminsan, hindi naghahari eh. Dahil pagpunta mo sa office, iba nang itsura mo. Maghari ka. Lord, be enthroned in every area of our life. That will be our theme for 2025. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, maghari ka, Panginoon. Yan ang team natin, and will be based on Psalms 102 verse 12. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generation. Ang desire natin is that God be enthroned in every areas of our life. You see, you can be doing a lot of things. In the eyes of men, wow. But is it under the leadership, in kingship, is it God being enthroned? So, ayan ang team natin. Now, we will not be touching on this topic today, but we'll be touching on the coming weeks. But in these coming weeks, as we face the new year, I would like to focus on a sermon series entitled Thriving in Uncharted Territory. Thriving in Uncharted Territory. Now, what is that? What does it mean? Sabi dito, it means a successful navigating and actively flourishing and growing in a completely new unfamiliar situation. You see, you can be in an uncharted territory, place na hindi ka familiar, but you are not growing. You see, God calls us to thrive wherever God places us. Amen? To thrive wherever. I believe this year, some of us will face battle. Do you agree? Some of us will face challenges. And even God will place us in unfamiliar scenarios that require us to be adaptable, require us to be resilient, require us to really go deeper in our walk with the Lord and have faith in His Word and follow Him obediently. Some of us, God will give bigger assignments. Sabi mo sa atin mo, assignment. God will bigger assignment that's much bigger than your plan and your desire. Some of you uwi sa Pilipinas, magre-retire. Ang plano mo, malaking bahay, ganito. Pero may mas malaking plano ang Panginoon sa iyo. Right? See, sometimes I plan say this, but God has a bigger plan. And I hope all of us, as we enter the new year, we will thrive in uncharted territory. Now, interestingly, if you look throughout the scripture, I notice something about God in how He deals with His people. I notice that there are moments that God will lead His people to unfamiliar grounds. Scenarios na hindi normal. For example, when God called Abraham out of his hometown, remember? Genesis. God called Abraham, pwede naman magsimula dun eh, but God called Abraham to go, follow Him, and I will show you the land that I will gonna give you. It's an uncharted territory. Hindi niya alam. Susunod lang siya sa Panginoon. When God, David was called to be king, David, ang common niya is to be a shepherd with the flock. But suddenly, David was anointed by God to be a king of Israel. How many years did he wait? Many years. And when God anointed him, He placed him to uncharted territory. But also we saw in our book of Acts, when the early church started, Acts chapter 1, they were gathering and they were growing in numbers. But Acts chapter 8, 1, they were dispersed because of persecution. Uncharted territory. Hindi sila sanay. Hindi nila alam ang gagawin. Yet even though on those part of their lives, even though the Lord allow it to happen, they thrive. They grow. They expand. Now you see, uncharted territory should not always be viewed as negative. Hindi siya negative. Because God can use those moments to train us, to equip us, to humble us, and also to redirect us to His plan and purpose. Now, as we look at God's Word today, I pray that our hearts will be prepared, especially as we face this new year. And whatever God will lead us, may we be excited to thrive. I've entitled this sharing, Be Strong and Courageous. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Be Strong and Courageous. And we'll be reading from a very familiar passage, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 19. Invite all of us to stand as we give reverence to God's Word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 19. Let's read together. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will give to you, just I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just I have was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this afternoon, in this first Sunday of 2025, that we are gathered here, pondering, reflecting on your word. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come and illuminate it so that we can understand clearly. God, speak to each one of us. Open our ears and open our hearts to receive from you. And I pray, Lord, kung ano man po mangyayari sa year na ito, teach us to be steadfast. Teach us to be strong and courageous. Remind us to hold on in your promises and to follow your plans. Salamat, Panginoon, for your word today. Guide us in this service right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, many of us have heard this passage many times. It become your devotion. I've heard it many times sa iba-ibang preaching. And sometimes, ang attitude natin, ay alam ko na yan. You see, even if a narrative is familiar, even if the text is used many times, if you have an open heart, I believe God will speak to each one of us. Amen? Kahit familiar na yung verse. As long as you have an open heart and said, Lord, I want to hear from you. So, many of us have been familiar, especially if you grew up in church. It's been repeated many, many times, and alam ko na yung storya. But each time I will dive in and said, Lord, speak to me. The Lord will reveal more of himself, more of his truth in my life. Now, looking at our text, we notice be strong and courageous was repeated many times, encouraging Joshua. I believe God sees the hearts of Joshua and the Israelites. Nakita ng Panginoon ang puso ni Joshua and the Israelites as they would enter the promised land. Now, looking at the scripture, you notice that three times sinabi sa kanya. In verse 6, sabi, be strong and courageous. In verse 7, only be strong and be very courageous. And then verse 9, be strong and courageous. Ilang beses ba kailangan ulitin? Pag ibig sabihin ulitin, ibig sabihin ine-emphasize ng Panginoon. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, be strong and courageous. Because God sees what's happening in their heart and mind. Now, I believe there's three things that Joshua and even to us today, even us would experience that would hinder us to thrive in a place that we are not familiar with. And let me highlight a few things based on our text. Three things I noticed that would hinder us to thrive in unfamiliar territory. One, many of us are trapped in the past. Some of us are intimidated by the challenges we face. Or some of us have been succumbed by fear and discouragement. Now, when we are trapped in the past, now and when we are intimidated by the challenges that we face, or when we are overcome with fear and discouragement, what will happen? Hindi natin ma-discern ang ginagawa ng Diyos. One. Also, we might miss out what the Lord is doing, opportunity na nasa harap natin. Thirdly, we will not take risk kasi takot ka eh. And also, we will miss out to go deeper sa ating walk with the Lord. Because the Lord allow us to enter those things so that we what? Deeper faith in God. Kaya pala, with all these things, that's why God has to nudge si Joshua. Now, if you refer to Deuteronomy, this statement has already been said a few times by Moses. God has to nudge Joshua with an encouragement and reminder of the task ahead. Now, let's look at certain background. We know that Moses have died. And Moses is a man of God that was mightily used by God. He was a prophet. Sabi si Deuteronomy 34, he's a prophet, one of the most powerful prophets. None like him of all the signs and wonders of the Lord. He experienced God firsthand. So when Moses died, it was a great loss to the all of Israel. That's why the people were grieving in mourning. In Deuteronomy 34, sabi dito, and the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Ilang araw? 30 days. They were crying kasi nawala kanilang leader. No longer with them. Imagine for 40 years he was leading the whole nation. So they were rather confused, hindi nila alam. And then the days of weeping and mourning of Moses were ended. After 30 days, hindi nila sila naiyak o nagmumourn. But we all know, even though you stop mourning or crying, there are times that we are still stuck in the past. Kahit hindi ka na naluha, kahit hindi ka na nasasaktan, we are still stuck. Some of us are still stuck in the past. Now, I'm nothing wrong to express emotion of loss, or especially we value important person. However, there's a danger that we can be stuck in that emotion, making us paralyzed. And I believe that the reason why God told this to Joshua. Sabi ni ng Panginoon kay Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. I don't think na mas soft ang sinabi ni Lord yun. Moses, my servant, is dead. I believe this stern nun. Moses, my servant, is dead. God is telling Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I'll give to you, just I promised to Moses. Notice what it says here. God was encouraging him, but also reminding him and directing his attention, not in the past, not in his pain, but rather to the things that he needs to do. The task at hand and the mission is not over yet. And this leads us to the first point. First point, avoid being trapped in the past. Move forward by holding God's plan. Move forward by holding God's plan. To overcome of being trapped in the past, we need to embrace God's purpose and plan sa ating mga buhay. Kailangan natin hold yun. Now, what are the past that we might be experiencing today? Past hurts. Nag-away kayo ng best friend mo 10 years ago. At hawak-hawak mo pa rin yun. Nag-away kayo yung dalawa ng assistant leader mo sa care group. Dahil hindi maganda ang kanyang kilay. Also, another reason. Last year na yon, don't dwell on that past. Right? Because if you dwell on that past, you'll not move forward. What else? Some of us may be dwelling in the past of past failure. Nag-fail ako. Ganito ako dati. I'm no longer a worthy minister or serve a musician. Hindi ako magaling. You see, we can dwell on those past. Or maybe you're dwelling the brokenness and frustration or disappointment towards a person. Or disappointment na yung pinalano mo ng 2024 ay hindi nangyari. Ngayon, face ka ng 2025, kaysa you pursue it again and then you know the Lord is telling you to do it, you are dropping it because you are still dwelling in the past. Some of us maybe have many what lists. Wish lists. Wish lists. Or maybe what if, kung ganito man nangyari, kung ang leader ko man ay nandito pa rin, I believe ang care group namin ay ladami. Kung aming musician ay nandito pa rin, I believe everything will be fine. Kung ganito, we have all this what if. And we keep on looking at the back. If ang mga leaders namin, oh ganito, if our, you see, we can have all these things. What are those paths? Maybe comfortable paths. Easy. See, many of us want easy life. But God wants us to grow, and for us to grow, God places you somewhere that you're not familiar with. Sometimes God places you out of your comfort zone. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, get ready ka, alis ka sa comfort zone. Some of us don't want out of a comfort zone. We will not grow. We want to be in that mold, in the past, in that situation. Past experience and expectation, old style, old approaches. You see, to avoid the trap in the past, we need to move forward by trusting and holding on God's plan. Again, I would like to emphasize God's plan. God's plan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, God's plan. Not your plan, but God's plan. Kasi paminsan ang focus natin, ang plano natin, pero mas malaki ang plano ng Panginoon. God's plan. Now, later on in the life of the Israelites, they sinned against God and they were taken captive to Babylon. We have read that. Because of their stiff neck, they were not repentant. God made a way that they would be brought to Babylon. And they were being reigned by pagan kings. And God said, you'll be there for 70 years. So 70 years, dyan kayo sa Babylon. You'll be staying there. So what will this Israelite do? Should they keep on remembering the past? Oh, nagkamali ako. Oh, kung doon lang ako sa lugar namin. But this is what God said to them. In Jeremiah 29, it says, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have son and daughter. Take wife for your son and give your daughters in marriage. He said, multiply. But seek the welfare of the city. See, while God is placing them in the Babylon, God is telling them to thrive while they're there, while they're waiting for God's deliverance. And then said, and then those, and after that, after God saying that in Jeremiah 29, doon yung ating favorite birds. While waiting for the deliverance, ano sabi ni Lord? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you future and a hope. Hindi mo alam mangyayari man. All what you experience is not common to you. But remember, God has a plan. Sabihin mo sa atin mo, God has a plan. Do you know what's my best subject in school? Ano? Art? What do you think my best subject in school? Sabi dito sa harap mga best friend ko to eh. Recess daw. Ito naman. Totoo. What's my best subject in school? Ah? My best subject, I would say, is math. Oh, no. Wow. When I took O-level, my best subject was math. Mathematics. Physics and chemistry. Thank you. Shy talaga. My best subject was math, physics, and chemistry. I was able to get good grades doon, mga A2. Wala akong biology. But you know what's my weakest subject?
Parang ang gagaling ng English ninyo.
My poorest subject is English. English. Mayroong history yun. Next time, sasabihin ko nalang bakit mahina. My poorest subject was English. I took it twice, my O-level for English. The first try I got C6. D7 is fail. Alright? D7 is fail. D6 is pass. Pasang awa. Then the second time I tried to take it, I got C5. At least one, ha? Palakpakan, C5. My poorest subject was English. But who is standing in the pulpit now? No, I'm not saying that I'm proud of it. It's because of God's grace. He uses the weak. He uses my weakness to show that I am strong in Him. My English, balok-balok tutyan. Right? Magsisik kayo. Sasaktan tuloy ako. Don't dwell in the past. I was poor in English. And I went to Bible school. All my classmates were scholars. Ang gagaling nilang English nila. They really very articulate. And when they ask questions, they use jargon words which I don't get. I have to use Google Translate. But I cannot keep on holding on my past or else I will not fulfill what God plans for me. And similarly to all of us, your past might be failure, your past may be weakness, your past may be disappointed, but God has a plan for each one of us. For us to move forward, we should not be trapped of the past, but let it go and give it to the Lord and seek His plan, not our plan. Again, His plan. I'm standing here today because of God's grace. And daily, yung English ko nag-i-improve. Thank you, ChatGPT. Slowly. Thank you. Slowly. It's by God's grace. So avoid being trapped in the past. Move forward, holding God's plan. Another story, when I was in the airport, I was sending a sister back home. Pa-uwi na siya. And then she was close to me and I'm being mentored by her when she saw me grow up. And then when she was there in the airport, we're talking, he told me, Noruel, told me like this, you know, Noruel, when you become, they said you become a pastor. I was like, paalis ka na, yan ba sasabihin mo? Away yata gusto mo eh. Then I just wait. But after a while, okay naman. You see, there are moments that your past will hinder you. Things that you hear, things that will consume your mind. Be clear what God's plan for your life. Seek it and hold on it. And it will, you'll be able to overcome your past. So again, balik-balikan natin. May plano ang Diyos sa ating buhay. Amen? Just turn to the person beside you. God has a plan for you. Now moving on, we'll see that another reason that why we cannot thrive, why we're unable to thrive in unfamiliar situation is because we are intimidated by challenges we face. Mga struggle. Now if you read the mission that God gave Joshua, it seems simple. Sabi doon, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, inherit the land, and of course, expect opposition. Verse 5. Meron ka. Now, when you read it plainly, without the imagination, without studying the historical, geographical background of it, parang andali-dali. It seems so simple. But if you would study this, it's very hard. Going over Jordan, ito itsura. You have to walk 3.2 kilometers to cross Jordan. And the water depth is what? 30 meter. Ano ang height mo? 1.4. And you have to cross. Why 30? Now, what interesting about Jordan, pababa at taas ang tubig. It goes. And during those moments, in Mount Hermon, nagme-melt yung ice doon at bumababa. Kaya mataas ang tubig. I remember when I was staying in Infanta, Quezon, I used to swim sa ilog. Pag ang ilog, pag hindi maulan, asar mag-swimming, right? Hanggang dito lang. Pero pag may ulan, may bagyo, you can never ever swim. And similar in those times, when Joshua heard, cross the Jordan, eto ang iniisip niya. It's 3.2 kilometer and it's 30 meter depth. Who among you can swim this? mahirap. Probably it's like Punggol to Malaysia. Yeah. That's the wheat. But also, God is telling them, lead your people, all in all these people, not some. Now, the hardest job in the world is what? What do you think? What? The hardest job in the world is? Is taking charge of people. Do you agree? The hardest job in the world, hindi yung pag-programming, hindi. The hardest job in the world is dealing with people. Dealing with people. And imagine, God is telling them, Joshua, bring you and all the people to the other side. Now, scholars said it's 2.4 million people. 600,000 men are needed to go to the other side. Do you think it's easy? It's not. It's not. You see, in Moses' time, binigyan ng high blood nga si Moses eh. You think it's easy? It's not easy. With that large number moving to the other side, yung care group nyo nga, tatlo lang kayo eh, hirap na hirap ka mag-lead. Right? In your family, just four of you, mama, papa, dalawang anak. Pagpunta ng church, ayoko. Right? And then you're expecting everyone to go to the other side. It's not an easy task. What else? So inherit the land. How big is the land? It's huge. And also expect opposition. May mga kaaway kayong ma-experience. Now, if you are in his situation, you will be intimidated. I will be intimidated. Now, imagine starting the new year. Pagpasok mo lang ng 2025, sunod-sunod na ang challenge mo. May problema sa trabaho. Sino may problema sa trabaho? Wow, praise God, wala. Some of you having hard time in your work. Some of you are having hard time in your business. Some of you having hard time sa Pilipinas. Who? Wala? Praise God. You have limited resources. You have plus yung challenge mo sa ministry, sa care group mo. Then God is telling you also to go out of your comfort zone. And then God is telling you not to dwell there. Go out. And the list goes on. But like Joshua, we are being encouraged by God. And this leads us to the second point. Don't let challenges intimidate you. Instead, find hope and strength in God's word. Find hope and strength in God's word. Now we read in verse 7 to 8. We'll dive into this in detail. But let me first define the statement here. Good success. It says, for you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. And then do not turn to it right, to the right hand or to the left, let you may have good success. What is success? Oftentimes we take this out of context because we define success based on our understanding. Now, in this text, good success, it means being faithful to God's plan. True success in God's eye lies remaining faithful to God's plan. Remember, many times our plan and God's plan are different. Pero ang sinasabi dito, yung success that God is saying this, is being faithful to what He has planned. Now, if for us to be faithful to what God has called us to do, we need to make His word the centrality of our life. Let me show you. Sabi dito, being careful to do according all of the law. It means be vigilant, be cautious. Sa pag-aaral ng salita, huwag lang anyhow, but be careful on how you handle the word. Be respectful. Second one, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. What does that mean? It means don't deviate. There's a lot of things that we can read online that can influence our mind. Don't deviate to its truth. It says here, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Speak to it. Speak the word of God and let it sink into your heart. You can cultivate it. You shall meditate it day and night. And lastly, it says here, be careful to do according to all that's written. It means what? Be obedient sa lahat ng sinasabi ng Panginoon sa kanyang salita. For us to experience success in God's plan, we ought to live by His Word. Now, the reason of this is that God's Word bring comfort in times of discouragement. God's Word provide clarity in the midst of confusion. God's Word offer direction when we feel lost. God's Word shape our lives, influencing our attitude and action. God's Word teaches us, guards us against false hope and harmful influences. God's Word teaches humility. Napapahumble tayo. And also draw us closer to Him to rely and trust Him. God's Word teaches us, strengthen our intimacy, but also instruct us on how we ought to worship. Kaya, when the Lord put us in a place, remember, the Lord placed us in a situation hindi tayo familiar, go to His Word and let it be our guide. At I want to share a testimony about a school in the U.S. Ang school nito ang pangalan ay Union University. Itong school nito, this school, it's a Christian school, and it's a very beautiful school. Look at that. Wow. They have dormitories and so on. And then in 2008, they experienced super typhoon. And this is what it looked like. And super typhoon. They couldn't have classes. They cannot do anything. And major networks came. Pumunta sila doon and started interviewing every people there, especially the student. The damage is around 40 million and many of them were injured because of the super typhoon. Now, while the people of the news were interviewing everyone, ini-interview isa-isa eh. Sabi nung isang producer, tinawag yung principal. Sabi nung producer sa principal, "Excuse me, sir, have you prepared a script for your students? Scripted ba yung sagot nila? It seems that what you say, all of your students are saying. They were just echoing everything you said during the first interview." Ang sabi ng principal, "You see, our students live their life grounded in Christ in the Bible. Even in the midst of situation, they respond in light of who God is and in light of the bigger picture rather than just one of their concern." Tapos sabi nila sa kanila, "The news outlet came here thinking they were going to find stories of despair. They told us so. All they found were stories of hope. Hope sustains us and carries us through. Hope that only comes from the promises of God and His wonderful faithfulness which is revealed to us in His holy word." Imagine mo, in-interview lahat at sabi nila, ipare-pareho. And all brought back, finding hope in the Lord. See, avoid being trapped in the past. By moving forward. Second, don't let challenges intimidate you. Instead, find hope and strength in God's word. Lastly, do not allow fear and discouragement hold you back. Seek solace, rest, comfort in God's presence. I believe it's normal to experience fear, right? It's normal to experience discouragement. It's part of being man. However, we should not dwell on fear and discouragement, but we need to find rest in God's presence. That's what God said to Joshua, sabi niya, "Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." In verse 9, he says here, "Do not be frightened or do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Itong Joshua na ito ay takot na takot. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, "I will be with you." Kaya sabi mo sa katabi mo, "God is with you." There's a few examples in this scripture who were responding in fear. Remember when Moses sent the spies to the promised land. 12 of them. 10 of them came back with a negative report. They were so fearful. They were so afraid because they saw giant. But what did Joshua and Caleb said? He says, "For only do not rebel against the Lord and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection removed from them, and the Lord is what? Is with us. Do not fear them." Yung 10 na bumalik na spy, nag-spread pa ng rumor, and it affected the whole people. But you know, when you see God, knowing that God is with you, you have the strength not to be fearful. Another story, kay David and Goliath. Remember David. Goliath said, "I defy the ranks of Israel against this day. Give me a man that they may fight together." When Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. But how did David respond? Sabi niya, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saved not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand." When we are facing challenge head on, remember when you're fearful, God is with us. Amen? God is with us. This 2025 will be interesting. As I mentioned, I think last Sunday, and even January 1, we don't know how long we'll be staying here. Oh, ready na kaya? Oh. And I even said a lot of things. But wherever God will lead us, we know one important truth. God is kung di adilin tayo sa Jerong, God is? Wow, excited. Kung darin tayo sa Pasir East, God is? If the Lord bring us to Woodlands, but one challenge we face, limited finances, but we know God is. Maybe in your family back home, sa struggle sa familia mo, sa inyong personal life, you're struggling with your family back home, you're working so hard in Singapore, mga problema. Nagtatrabaho dito, tapos ikaw pa dadala ng problema dito. You're working so hard here, tapos, "Mama, tita, kulang yung pamasko mo." But remember, God is with us. You see, I'm excited for 2025. I don't know how will it turn out, but the most important thing, church, that I would like to prepare all of us, wherever God would tell us to jump, or move forward, do not be fearful, because the Lord is with us. Alright? If some of you said, magsimula kayo sa Jurong, if some of you said, magsimula ka sa Pasir East, let's say, I'm not saying na instant na, but we pray about it. Let's say, where we said, "Ay, kulang kami ng finances, kulang tayo ng worker." What, will we respond that? Or will we respond, "Lord, if you are leading us in this way, give us the faith, the courage to move forward. Though kulang kami ng kaalaman and finances in a lot of things, but we know you are with us." Huwag natin bibigay lahat na problema kay Sam. Kawawa naman si Sam. But we're gonna trust the Lord. We surrender it to Him. And now all of us, church, I want all of us to come to pray. That's why in wave one, we're gonna pray to God, "Lord, we want you to move in a way that's so mighty that we can experience your power. Not just status quo. We want to experience your power and your might, knowing that you are with us." I'm going to call upon the worship team, but as I conclude, it says here, remember to be strong and courageous. Tell the person beside you, be strong and courageous. Move forward by trusting God's plan. Find strength in God's word and seek solace in God's presence. And as we start a brand new year, let me encourage you all to be strong and courageous wherever you are, be it at your work, may it be in your family, may it be in family. Mga kapatid, be strong and courageous. Let's stand. Let me just share a few verses. Let's read this together. Kung meron kayong magdaanan sa 2025, ito baon-baon natin. Okay? Let's read these verses together. Sabi dito, go in 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He won't forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Basahin natin with conviction to. Ha? At hawakan mo na rin yung kamay ng katabi mo. Para talagang, pag hindi mahina yan, pisilin mo. Let's read together. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Next one. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Sabi ni Lord, as you go, He will be with you. And Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake your church. Let's hold this promise. Wherever God will, whatever we go through this 2025, the Lord is with us. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's just worship Him. Yes, Lord. My Lord, You're faithful. My Lord, You're faithful. You supply all You things. You know completely all my thoughts, my greatest. You're my shelter. You're my shelter. Through it all, You're my refuge. You're my refuge and my strength. Lord, I hide in the shadow of Your wing. You're my shelter, Lord. You're my shelter, true wind. You're my refuge.
You're my refuge and my strength.
Lord, I hide in the shadow of Your wing. My spirit rests. Yes, Lord, we rest. My spirit rests in You alone. You're all I know. Embrace and touch me. Embrace and touch me like a child. I say, You're my shelter.
You're my shelter through
it all. Yes, Lord. You're my refuge. Yes, You are our strength, Lord. And we'll hide.
Lord, I hide
in the shadow of Your wing. You're my shelter, You're my shelter through it all. You're my refuge.
Come on, lift our hands. Lord, I hide. Lord, I hide in the shadow of your wings.
You're my shelter.
You're my shelter through it all. You're my refuge and my strength. Lord, I hide in the shadow of your wings.
You're my shelter.
You're my shelter through it all. You're my refuge and my strength. Lord, I hide in the shadow of your wing.
I'm desperate before you.
Yes, Lord. We long and desire for more of you.
And I, I'm lost without you.
Yes, Lord. We desire for more of you in our lives, your Holy presence. And Lord, let your word, your God, be spoken to each one of us as we face this brand new week. Uncertainties in life, new challenges. But thank you for your promise that we can trust your plan. But also remind us to find strength and hope in your word. Give us the discipline, Lord, for this year. To take time to meditate on your word day and night. And to speak of it, Lord. So that our mind will be renewed and our heart will be transformed. As your Holy Spirit plant your words in our heart. But also, I pray, if any one of us, Lord, might be facing challenges, things that we are not control, that pag nahirapan kami, Panginoon, I pray, constantly remind us of your presence, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you for your word this day. May bring it throughout the days of 2025. Let's just raise our hand and receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. We thank you, God, that we can face this new year knowing that you are with us, knowing that you have encouraged us to be strong and courageous. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Just turn to somebody and tell that person, be strong and courageous. God bless everyone.